Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Look, if the SEC is going to regulate by enforcement, first, they have to play by the enforcement rules. That's just table stakes. And two, they can't really expect that this extremely well-funded industry is just going to roll over.
Welcome back to The Breakdown with me, NLW. It's a daily podcast on macro, Bitcoin, and the big picture power shifts remaking our world. The Breakdown is sponsored by NYDIG and produced and distributed by CoinDesk.
What's going on, guys? It is Monday, October 25th, and today we are discussing why one crypto company is suing the SEC. If you remember, about a month ago, there was quite the stir at Messari's mainnet conference in New York. At around noon on the first day of the event, one of the attendees tweeted that they had seen the SEC serve someone who was about to go be a panelist just before their panel. Now, that tweet didn't reveal who had been served, and there was immediately a ton of question and speculation about whether it was actually true. Now, my instinct was to believe it, given that I knew the person who had tweeted, at least, if not the person that they were discussing, and a couple hours later, Ryan Selkis, the founder and CEO of Messari, seemed to confirm, again, without giving any details, that the SEC had, in fact, served someone at his conference. He jokingly, or maybe not jokingly, said that when we look back and ask when he exactly decided to run for the Senate, that was it. Either way, like I said, it's been about a month now and we haven't got any confirmation. That was until Friday. Terraform Labs, the makers behind Terra and Luna and its CEO, Do Kwon, filed a lawsuit against the SEC. So, what is this all about? Well, first, let's talk about the specific product in question. The relevant product here is the Mirror Protocol, which is a DeFi platform that mints synthetic stocks that mirror the price of US stocks. Mirror is far from the only protocol doing something similar, but it's one that apparently has gotten the SEC's notice. Indeed, careful listeners will have heard Gary Gensler reference this sort of synthetic stock as exactly the type of thing that he questions in DeFi. To his point, if something is referenced against a security, it's probably a security. Now, this action by the SEC goes back to May. On May 24th, the SEC's enforcement division emailed Kwon and sought voluntary cooperation with their formal investigation around the Mirror Protocol. The lawsuit, which was revealed Friday, would later claim that this request for voluntary cooperation was framed as such because the SEC knew they didn't have jurisdiction to go after Kwon, who is a Korean citizen, and Terraform Labs, which is a Korean company. On May 27th, just a few days later, Kwon and Terraform Labs retained Dentons to represent them around this action. Dentons negotiated an interview with the SEC under the condition that it couldn't be used against Kwon or Terraform Labs. Kwon met with the SEC via video conference on July 8th for an interview that ended up lasting 5 hours. Following that, the SEC requested more documentation. The lawsuit would later claim that they requested documents that either don't exist or are so broad as to be nonsensical. And at heart here is something that's coming up more and more with these regulatory enforcement actions, which is the question of whether the SEC really understands what they're trying to regulate. Fast forward a couple months, and this is again from that later lawsuit. Quote, "In a conversation on September 15th, 2021, The SEC attorneys advised that they believed that some sort of enforcement action was warranted against Terraform Labs, and any cooperation and implementation of remedial actions as to the Mirror Protocol would result in a reduced financial sanction as part of any consent agreement. On September 17th, Dentons tried to get info about the specific actions the SEC was seeking to correct perceived issues with Mirror. Given that the Mirror Protocol has decentralized governance, they wanted to get a sense about whether they even could comply with those requests. By that time, however, the SEC had already decided on its course of actions. Its subpoenas had already been signed and were served at Mainnet seeking production of documents, as well as for Do Kwon to testify in person in D.C. Now, a month later, we have this lawsuit. There are two issues here. One is about the specifics of the platform, but that's clearly not what the lawsuit is about. The lawsuit is really about due process. This lawsuit from Terraform Labs and Do Kwon claims, first, that the two subpoenas were improperly issued and served by the SEC. They're arguing that they should have gone to the lawyers, not to Do Kwon, since counsel had already been retained at that time, and they question whether there is any jurisdiction at all. There's a concept called tag jurisdiction, which is basically when an enforcement agency tries to gain jurisdiction over an out-of-jurisdiction entity by serving a person who represents that entity while that person is in the jurisdiction. Second, the lawsuit claims that the SEC failed to keep confidential their investigation about the Mirror Protocol. Specifically, the implication of the lawsuit is that the SEC wanted to embarrass and intimidate Kwon and perhaps the industry as a whole by choosing to serve him in such a public way at this extremely public event. Finally, the lawsuit claims that these actions are in breach of the Due Process Clause and the SEC's rules. NYDIG, which is the sponsor of this podcast, is at Money 2020 this week. So if you're in the banking industry and you're thinking about offering Bitcoin to your customers, bring your questions over to the NYDIG booth. Let's turn now to the crypto industry's reactions. And first, we'll get one take from an actual lawyer, Stephen Paley at Anderson Kill. He said that while a preemptive lawsuit might seem a little unusual, it actually makes sense in this context. Quote, "It's a reminder to regulators that there are rules of engagement that they need to abide by as well." Dr. Nick A. says the way that Do Kwon was served at a conference was done to not just scare him, but everyone working in DeFi. This is an important case and will hopefully put an end to these kind of scare tactics. Many people were proud of Do Kwon and Terra for actually taking this battle on. Michael Arrington wrote, "I'm more proud of Do Kwon today than I've ever been of any founder I've ever known." Ryan Selkis from Masari tweeted, "Just want to say that Do Kwon is such a legend. He got served a subpoena unlawfully at Mainnet minutes before he came on stage with me and others for a killer session, and I didn't know until hours later what had happened. Unflappable." Now, a couple more point out that this might be important precedent. Simon Kim, the CEO at Hashed, wrote, "Terraform Labs and Do Kwon is suing the SEC for violations of the 14th Amendment, the SEC's rules, and the Administrative Procedure Act of 1954. At Hashed, we respect the rule of law and compliance when it is fair, predictable, and consistent. But despite our industry effort to engage with the regulators for so long, if they themselves do not follow their own rules, where should we place our faith? As one of the most loyal supporters of the Terra Money ecosystem, I personally empathize with Do since this decision could not have been an easy one to take on the SEC face to face. But there are clear values to be gained if this could force all of us to reevaluate some of the legislations and regulations that are quickly becoming obsolete. To this end, instead of settling, it may be time to re-strategize our overall approach. To borrow the words of Crypto Mom, aka Hester Peirce, when a party settles an SEC enforcement action, it often is trying to get the case wrapped up so it can move on. It has no incentive to force the SEC as a condition of the settlement to lay out a clear legal analysis. If the SEC cannot easily articulate an unassailable legal theory for why particular assets are securities, is the line as clear as the SEC maintains it is?" End quote. In addition to whether a particular token is a security or not, there are many more questions being raised by more and more decentralized projects, so I believe we are at an important crossroads to fear or to face. I therefore commend Do for starting what could be a seminal precedent for the industry, and I hope to lend my support in his brave decision to face the SEC. Calvinius Victori gave a bit more of a market context. He wrote, "Thoughts on Do Kwon versus SEC. One, Terraform Labs is not being sued, they've been asked to come in for questions. Two, it's about Mirror, not Luna or UST. Three, this actually puts all eyes on Terra with moral high ground. Four, could force regulatory clarity that the SEC would also have to follow. Five, biggest question, will the SEC end up suing Terraform Labs/Do Kwon?
6, for now, some traders will be hesitant. Others will be buying with their middle fingers in the air. 7, in 2 weeks, unless Luna tanks, it'll be like nothing has happened, really. 8, look at the XRP case. They move slow and don't seem that formidable. Government salary versus lawyers that Do Kwon can fund? 9, if the SEC tries to sue, by the time anything consequential happens, bull market is probably over by then. 10, worst case, there's protocol Armageddon. 11, at that point, the question is, will they fight UST? Choke off and on ramps? Kill Alice? Cause exchanges to delist Luna and UST? Maybe, but that's way down the line if we get there. We'll see it from miles away. 12, for now, SEC is playing defense against Do Kwon, struggling on offense with XRP. Bull run continues. None of any of the bullish fundamentals on Luna have changed. 13, well, except that nearly everyone is rooting for us because they are us. Best f***ing marketing. 14. All of DeFi, nay, all of crypto, should be rallying together around this. I love so much that Do and TFL's spirit has been about collaboration over competition with other projects. I believe and hope others will reciprocate. 15. We're all gonna make it. So, what is my take? Well, look, if the SEC is going to regulate by enforcement, first, they have to play by the enforcement rules, that's just table stakes, and two, they can't really expect that this extremely well-funded industry is just going to roll over. To me, it seems, just from a completely practical standpoint, the SEC has two choices. First, an ever-broadening set of legal skirmishes on multiple fronts that drag their limited resources to many different areas, weakening them in each case and making it harder and harder to keep fighting. Or second, engagement with willing stakeholders to help design rules of the road that take into consideration the specifics of this industry. Sure, the SEC can just keep suing. But what if every protocol decides to fight back? The SEC can't possibly fight that many battles. And frankly, as much as we want legal battles to go our way, if that's the choice that the SEC makes, I think that our industry would rather just have there be good policy to begin with to avoid the cost and distraction. It just seems so clear to me that if option A is regulate by enforcement through a series of increasingly litigious battles, or B, actually get the stakeholders that are willing to engage together to actually help engage versus just screaming the names of old court precedents at them, it shouldn't even be a choice. 0xBEW Yunt Capital made sort of this point as well in a longer thread that I'll read the end of. Quote, if Doe's suit was frivolous, it would have been really easy for the SEC to provide evidence requested by Denton to prove they didn't break their own rules. That they didn't, and this got to the point where a suit was filed, doesn't seem to augur well for the SEC. At the very least, this likely puts a pause on any progress the SEC hoped to make on this case as it relates to Doe. In my opinion, this is a good strategy and one I'd like to see more in our space employ. Rather than bend over like Coinbase and Uniswap, push back. SEC has already revealed their hand to some extent and seem fine to let this all play out in the courts. With the amount of money floating around in crypto, this is a game we can easily win, even by just papering the SEC to death. Drown them in motions, injections, requests. The name of the game right now for crypto is to survive the next 3 to 5 years as adoption increases and the space matures. If the SEC wants to make this a court battle, then so be it. LFG. Now, this was obviously the main regulatory news of the last few days, but two more stories that actually make something of a similar point. The first is that the CFTC is doing some investigations of its own. According to Bloomberg, sources say that the CFTC is investigating decentralized prediction market Polymarket. It is, quote, investigating whether Polymarket is letting customers improperly trade swaps or binary options and if it should be registered with the agency. Polymarket says that they are, quote, firmly committed to complying with applicable laws and regulations and to providing information to regulators that will assist them with any inquiry. Now, the report also says that they haven't been accused of any wrongdoing, but Polymarket has hired a former CFTC enforcement leader who is now at Sullivan and Cromwell as part of their response. It's obviously different than Terra, as there's no accusation of wrongdoing in that Polymarket is formally cooperating, but you gotta see that hire as a flex. Second, Coinbase spent $800,000 in Q3 of this year ramping back up their lobbying efforts. This includes re-registering their internal lobbying program and also hiring outside lobbyists. The takeaway is that there is clearly an attitude shift happening in the crypto industry right now. Many in this space used to be in the camp of ignore, deal with things quietly, but now when it comes to regulation, crypto is asserting itself. That doesn't mean that it's not going to collaborate with regulators, but the industry is sending very clear signals that it will not be pushed around and intimidated. I think you can make an argument that the infrastructure bill was extremely galvanizing for this. in that this sucker punch from out in left field ended up creating context for the industry to really understand and flex its Washington muscle. There is perhaps also the example of the action of China against crypto as something that pushes the industry to a different place. China serves as an example of what an angry government might do, but its withdrawal from the market as a whole also makes winning the US jurisdiction all the more important. Net-net, I think this shift in approach from the crypto industry is a good thing. Not because screw the government agencies or anything like that, but simply because to have good, long-standing, pro-innovation and pro-investor protection sort of policies, you have to have engagement that happens on something of an equal footing. Regulation by enforcement inherently undermines that, and so I appreciate the pushback. At the same time, I still hope that government agencies start to choose a different type of engagement as their first and foremost approach, rather than what we're seeing currently. Until tomorrow, guys, be safe and take care of each other. Peace.